Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back to late, great Dan Fogelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with one of my favorite people on the planet, one of my heroes, Karen Kerrigan, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org, an organization I've been telling you about for 19 and a half years, just about, and glad to do it because they do so much for small business, as I've said, and I like saying all the time, nobody does, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business and Karen and her organization. Karen, thanks again for being here. I'm excited about an announcement the president's going to make today. Tell us about it. 15%, and that's the pass through. That's the pass through rate.
You know, that's what we're hoping for. I think, you know, the question is how closely is the plan going to mirror, you know, his campaign tax plan, which we thought was a terrific plan. You know, I think there may be some modifications on the individual rate, the tax rate, but you're right, sort of on the business. I mean, he continually said he's going to cut business taxes, meaning both corporate rates, you know, and the business income, you know, taxes that on pass-throughs.
For pass-throughs, like sub S's and LLCs, like me.
Yeah, to 15%.
Yeah. And, otherwise, we got a real problem, don't we, Karen? If they cut the corporate rate and don't cut the rate for pass-throughs, if they leave that at the personal rate, That'll be a huge disadvantage, and I think there might be some storming of the ramparts out here on Main Street if they let that stay.
Well, you just will not get the entire support from the business community,
right?
Because most of the business associations, you know, are dominated by small business, whether it's the franchise industry, whether it's the builders, the contractors. I mean, you name it, all across the board. I mean, they're dominated by small businesses, so they do want to see that rate reduced. I think we will see that in the president's plan, and I mean, it has to be the starting point, right? You have to have unity, you know, going into what are going to be, I think, pretty, you know, crazy negotiations between what he's putting out there and what the House has proposed, and then, you know, obviously what the Senate is thinking about. So, look, it. I think you should just go for it. Go as low as you can go.
Yeah, absolutely. You can you can always go up. You can't go down. Well,
and
the thing
bold.
It's important that people realize. And this is what I talked about in the previous half hour before Karen got here. I was going over this, Karen, that for pass through entities like sub S corporations, LLCs, we have to file our tax return September 15th, March 15th, and our extension September 15th. And whatever our income is, has been, that passed through to our personal return a month later, and we were taxed at that personal rate, which if you're successful, that's pretty darn high taxation for a business, especially, Karen, when for a lot of businesses, that profit is not in the form of cash. It's tied up in inventory and receivables and assets. So a lot of times, a small business passing through income to the owners is in the form of phantom income, tax but no income, no cash to pay for it.
Right. And you know, and this is what businesses need, right? They need more of that, those profits, and what they're going to do with them. What are they going to do, Jim? They're going to reinvest in
every
their business.
Time.
They're going to reinvest in their employees.
Every time.
They're going to hire, you know, they're going to increase their wages, provide better benefits.
Karen,
do
I've
everything
asked,
they can to make their business more competitive and grow.
I've asked that question every time I go out in the field, including, Karen, around the world. When I've traveled around the world and I've dropped in on small business owners, I've asked them that every time. If you had more money back from the government for you paying in taxes, what would you do with it? Every single person has said, I would put it back in my business.
Well, of course you would, Jim. It's not a hobby, right? I mean, this
is
sort of like, you know, this is sort of, it's not a passion, but, you know, they got into business, you know, to be successful, and they want to see that business grow. The other pieces that we're excited about, obviously, are full expensing.
Right.
You know, hopefully we're going to see elimination, you know, of the death tax in this, and then some, you know, sort of clean up the complexity and make it, you know, a little bit more simple for small businesses as well. So, you know, we're really excited to see, you know, what he puts out there. And
what is going to be the biggest pushback from the other side of the aisle? Which one of these? You know, which one of those are going to push back against?
You know, it's interesting. I think, you know, well, there are the demagogues on that side of the aisle in terms of corporate rates, right? Mm-hmm. The Bernie Sanders wing that doesn't think that you should lower corporate rates. I mean, they think it's a, you know, a tax giveaway.
They actually think corporations,
you know,
pay taxes.
They don't pay anything anyway. That's what they say. So that's going to be huge. The second piece, how are you going to pay for this? It's going to blow a hole through the budget. It's going to take away from other programs that we need to, you know, Jim, you can write the talking points, right?
Yeah.
So all the typical type of arguments. But you know what? Look, I think he's got a good shot of getting something to his desk, particularly given the makeup in the Senate and, you know, where some of these senators are going to be going.
How would this come out of the Senate? Would they have to have is this a plurality or a majority?
Jim, it depends on what they do. So they have an option. I mean, they could either do this, you know, through a simple majority, or they can run it the other way. I'm not quite sure how they're going to do that yet.
Mm-hmm. This is one of the things that needs to happen to get the economy going again, isn't it?
You know, Jim, it really is. I think tax reform is fuel for sustainable growth for the long term, right? Plus, it will be a huge jolt, to mm-hmm. really boost the economy in the short term as well. And I think it's really one of the most critical things that this administration can do. Look, I do think health care reform is vitally important because I think that's a weight
right.
on the backs of small businesses and
right.
the business community in general. So that absolutely has to be done. But if I had my members, I mean, they said tax reform is
tax
the priority
is first.
Issue.
Yep. My polling, same thing. But when we come back, I want you to tell us about whether the health care reform is getting revived again. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, right after this break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.